and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit Monday morning. It's October the 14th of 2019. Welcome to the radio program. Welcome to a new week. You ready to go this morning?
I am.
How was your weekend?
It was good. We did a lot of, it was beautiful, number one. We did a lot of kind of grilling and cooking out and s'mores and outside and throwing the football, that kind of stuff.
We did the whole neighborhood cookout two nights in a row.
Oh.
One night I eat everybody else's food, and then one night I was the chef.
Well.
I like being the chef more.
Do you?
Because I'm busy.
Oh.
Less conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
More cooking. I did a big old fish fry for the neighborhood, though.
Wow.
Like, I bet we had, I don't know, 20 people or something like that.
Good for you.
Because here's what happens, though. You start throwing a fish fry, and then just people start coming by.
Well, I think they start smelling stuff, yeah. And they're like, somebody's cooking. And then they go out on fake walks, yep. Like, oh, let's walk the dog. And then they happen to come upon your fish fry.
Yeah, their fake walk ended up in my garage, but still, it's one of those deals. I was happy to do it, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to see the kids all playing. And,
yeah.
You know, the difference is, though, now when, I guess, you kind of rewind, I guess, maybe, I don't know, a month ago, kids were outside until 8.
Yeah.
8:30.
It's getting different, isn't it?
And it's like 7 o'clock.
I know.
Time to go in.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the year was 1998, and Tim McGraw had the number one song in country music on this day.
I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows.
It's Tim McGraw, Where the Green Grass Grows, number one on this day in 1998.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Three things you need to know today.
Three, two, one.
Here we go.
With Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, Fortnite players worldwide are wondering what's next as Season 10 ended with explosions and the game map falling into a black hole. Now, the speculation is that Epic Games is undergoing server maintenance, and when the game returns, there will be a brand new map for Season 11.
Emergency officials are continuing search and rescue missions after a partial building collapse at the Hard Rock Hotel construction site in New Orleans. Two people have died and one person is still missing.
And tonight on TV, The Voice wraps up the blind auditions. It's Disney night on Dancing with the Stars, and Monday Night Football sees the Green Bay Packers host the Detroit Lions. And those are three things you need to know today.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So again, today's October the 14th. Today is Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean banks are closed?
Yes.
Federal holiday?
Yes.
All that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to be here today? Is today a day off?
Watch us be the only ones here today.
Well, that wouldn't be surprising. We won't get into that. Hey, today's also National Dessert Day, so you can celebrate by eating your favorite desserts. I mean, nothing like Monday to say it's dessert day.
Right.
It's always the day that people want to start their diet and their workout regime.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to start on Monday. But I tell you this morning, to make you feel better, today's National Dessert Day. You have a reason to fail today.
So start tomorrow.
Yeah. Eric Birch is rolling his eyes right now, leaving the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
He's had one egg and three pieces of kale.
Mm-hmm.
That's been his meal all week, actually.
Wow.
Super healthy. Hey, today's also Be Bald and Free Day.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I've been bald and free since about, 97, I think.
Yeah.
So 22 years of no hair.
You've had hair, no hair longer than you had hair, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, since I've been an adult. And when you see me, boy, you think adult. It's so crazy, though, because so much is based on hair when you're young, at least in my household. My mom wanted my hair to be perfect and long and pretty, and then we had to add the highlights and the perms and all that stuff.
The Michael Bolton hair.
Yeah, and it's her fault that I'm bald. I'll completely blame her for killing my hair.
She's asleep.
Yeah. But anyway, it's kind of wild when you think about that, because I was so worried. There was some song, I can't remember which one it was, but it was essentially, "Would You Still Love Me If I Lost All My Hair?" It was a country song. And I remember thinking, like, oh, my gosh, what if? Because my grandfather was bald. My dad was balding before he passed away. So I kind of knew it was coming. But still, I had based so much of my career on having that really long blonde hair.
Do you remember the moment you're like, okay, it's time?
Yeah, because, well, the first moment was when my grandmother pulled up at the house and she honked her horn out front. And I run out there and she gives us donuts. And I'm probably, like, at this point, 17 years old. And she gives us donuts and she handed me a bag that had Rogaine in it. That's a true story.
Wait, everybody else got donuts and you got Rogaine?
Well, I mean, I got some donuts too, but like we had never had the discussion. So I guess she just noticed it.
Aww.
But like at what teenager needs Rogaine, right? I mean, that's awful because it was starting to thin in the back a little bit. And I guess she noticed it. I'll never forget the Dallas Sportatorium television lights are on. I'm down there by the ring and the crowd starts chanting Baldy.
Wow.
And it was at me because they could see right through my hair to my scalp, but I had that really long hair. Yeah, it wasn't at anybody else. It was at me. So then I shaved my head one day. I remember I was at my mom's house and I was kind of sick of it. I'm like, I'm just going to have to do it. I'm just going to have to commit. I'm done with this wrestling stuff. I'm going to go get a real job and have short hair because my grandfather hated it my whole life anyway, right? He's like, why do you have long hair?
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and I buzzed it. I went out and took some photos with the buzzed haircut.
Do you have those photos today?
Burned.
I don't believe
it. Imagine me with the buzz, but I'm out in the sun. So all you can see is the hair on the sides because it was so thin on top. So then I'm like, I guess I got to shave it. Mm-mm. And I shaved it and I walked out. And my mother said, ugh, you look sick. Because I'd had hair most of my life, and my scalp was bright white.
What was the first word out of your mouth when she said you look sick?
I was looking for a bridge. But now I wouldn't have hair.
Right.
So we celebrate today. It's Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
So Gotcha Gossip on Miley Cyrus. We know that she and Liam Hemsworth have broken up. She's been spotted with, a girlfriend already and now a new boyfriend, Cody Simpson, the pop star. And he confirms this on his social media. He says, I'm very happy. We're very happy. Very happy. We get along so well. We just have a ball. And that's the most important part of a relationship, you know. Now, Miley's called Cody on social media her, quote, boo thing.
Oh.
So they're together. It's pretty much confirmed. People say when they see them, they look super happy. But the big question is Liam Hemsworth. Has he moved on? Well, that answer is yes as well. He's dating an actress known as Madison Brown. She played Kirby on the TV show Dynasty. Hmm. She's been in a couple of television shows over the last number of years. But Madison Brown is the new love interest of Liam Hemsworth.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber. So in the middle of the night, Justin went on this Instagram posting spree. He uploaded all of these pictures of his house, and he tells his followers, whoever wants to buy my home, reach out.
Okay.
So if anyone thought he was kidding, well, he shared a series of photos, like his wine cellar. He has a swing in there. There's a foosball table. He has a basketball arcade game thing. He shares all of these pictures of his house, and it's actually, I mean, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Naturally, a lot of people had opinions about him putting pictures of his house on sale and, you know, trying to sell it. Of course, someone says, quote, this is what happens when Haley isn't home.
Right.
Somebody said, get a realtor. I'll give you $1.
Aww.
Yeah, anyway, so there was a bunch of comments. If you want a glimpse into the Bieber home, we have posts up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And Gotcha Gossip this morning on Julianne Hough and some sad news. Like, this is awful. She had two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels like I have, and they both died on the same day.
What?
One was 11, the other one was 8.
Aww.
They both died. And she has all these photos. She's taken photos with them for years.
Yes.
They've been on the cover of magazines with her. And if it wasn't for Julianne Hough, I probably wouldn't know these dogs existed.
Wow.
She's the reason I have these dogs in my home, and they both died. She posted a really sweet tribute to them about the loyalty of a dog. If you're a dog lover and you want to see it and you want to think about how great your dog is and you also want to see how Julianne Hough kind of, I don't know, paid tribute to her animals, you can check that out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
If you haven't seen the headline, Blake Shelton married Trace Adkins over the weekend, you can get all of the info today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
That's funny.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I know.
Blake Shelton really did marry Trace Adkins over the weekend in New Orleans. You can find out more online right this very second.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, two women from Camden, New Jersey were busted last week for cheating during church bingo night. Oh. A church volunteer caught 71-year-old Teresa and 38-year-old Keisha taping numbers onto their bingo cards to win the bingo prize, which was a little under $200.
All right.
Well, the church called the police, and Teresa and Keisha were arrested for improper behavior. A spokesperson from the church said it's the first time they've had a cheating incident in the 20 years they've been running their bingo game.
And it's in church.
I know.
Yeah.
But speaking of bingo and playing games, what's an astronaut's favorite board game?
Ooh, I have no idea. What is it?
Monopoly.
It'll get better as we go throughout the week, y'all, I hope.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, a shout out to Brooklyn High School. We were there on Friday, and we all got soaking wet.
We all had to paddle out.
It was one of the wildest tailgate tours we've ever done, because we had one of our associates there with us who shows me the radar right before we go live at 7 o'clock. Hey, I think the rain's going to pass.
It got to the point it was raining so hard we were having to use our bodies to cover our sound equipment.
Yes. We were getting flooded under the pavilion.
Yeah.
There was water going everywhere. So a shout out to the students who had to brave the conditions
with us.
Because they all had to run. It was homecoming day. Their hair's becoming a mess and all that.
They had a parade at 9, which, by the way, they ended up having.
Did they?
Yes.
How did they do the parade?
I don't know.
Here's a bunch of waterlogged students.
Right.
Because it was a mess out there for a
second. Yeah, I felt sorry for the girls, too, because, you know, they all had their hair done and their makeup on and all that kind of stuff, and it was just downpour. It was over.
My makeup was running.
I know.
It was raining so hard.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, sometimes over the weekend you have, like, these moments, like a eureka moment. Like, the light bulb goes off over your head.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah, but that's because you didn't change them. Or didn't pay the bill.
Right, right. There's that.
Mine, because, I mean, I can kind of look like a cartoon character a little bit, right? So imagine me in the cartoons with Eureka, the Eureka moment. The light bulb goes off.
Yeah.
I had this moment because I woke up early yesterday with Kai before Leslie, before the dogs, and he and I go to the couch in the living room, and it's our little time to kind of hang out together, and we do TV time, and a lot of times he picks what he wants, and I'll watch him go through YouTube videos of whatever he's into that week, be it snakes or dirt bikes or kind of whatever, because it's kind of different. But I realized he was trying to be sweet. He said, "Dad, pick a show." So I was kind of excited about that. I'm like, what can Kai and I enjoy? I see the Kardashians. I don't know if his mother would approve quite so much.
I don't think, no.
So I land on Saved by the Bell. NBCU, I think. NBC Universal, right?
Yeah,
or MeTV, something like that.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, we're going to watch that. And I'm kind of giggling at it because it's the Bayside Beauty competition, and it's Kelly versus Lisa Turtle versus Screech.
Right.
I think it's funny, and I realize Kai's getting antsy, and he tells me he hates that show. Dad, I hate this show. I'm like, Kai, it's funny. Dad, it looks awful. The graphics are bad. Because it's the 90s, right?
Right. There's no HD.
Right. So he hates it.
Right.
So I'm like, well, let's just watch it until the end. Like, there was 10 minutes left. And he got so antsy during the commercials. Right? He's like, oh, Dad, I hate this show. Turn it. So I'm kind of like, okay, I don't want to be mad about this.
Right.
But it kind of hurts my heart that he doesn't like Saved by the Bell.
That would hurt me. Yeah, I get it.
Because the graphics are bad. And the girls are ugly, he says. Yeah, legit.
Well, one of these days, his son will think who everybody he thinks is cute now is ugly.
Because everybody looks dated and all that kind of stuff. So then we switch over to another great show. I'm sure most kids would like SportsCenter.
Oh, gee, thanks, Dad.
Didn't really enjoy that so much. So then we agree on NCIS New Orleans. And he gets all into it for a second.
Really?
And then the television commercials hit. And like, Kai's used to commercials with the radio.
Yeah.
But he's not used to commercials with video. And he was so antsy about it. Dad, can we do something different? Can we change it? I'm like, Kyle will be back in like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Dad,
because
can we change it?
Yeah, they're used to that YouTube going from one thing to the next with a lot of it, no ads.
Yes. Or there's 15 seconds, or heaven forbid you have to wait through 30 seconds.
Right. That is a big deal. I forget about that.
But it's like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're in an age where there's YouTube where it's no ads, or it's 15 or 30 seconds. or they're on Netflix where there's no ads,
right?
Or Disney Now where there's a 30-second ad in the entire 30 minutes of the television show. Like, they're getting so antsy during commercials because it's such an intrusion on their viewing.
They just don't know what we have been through.
But legit. I mean, is that something like that's going to be a thing of the past at some point?
Probably.
Are we going to have to find a way to package commercials into shows?
Definitely.
Like, I can see even in WWE, they're trying to do like picture-in-picture where commercials are on one side and the action is on the other. That way you stick with it. But it's just crazy because I never even thought about it until sitting there with him. And I thought, he's just not used to sitting through breaks. Like, our whole lives, we've sat through commercial breaks. And they used to be 2 and 2, if you remember. 2 minutes, 2 seconds. We'll be back
That's
in 2 and
right.
2.
That's right, yeah.
The game show guy. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of inflated over the course of time a little bit. But it's just wild. They're living in a different world with different expectations than we are. Just something to think about as we kick off the week.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you. Oh, happy yeah. birthday, happy birthday.
Ooh,
happy birthday to
Forrest.
You.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, October the 14th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Christy Holt of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Reese Gramling from Paragould. How about Stephanie Bracken, also from Paragould, celebrating today. Bo Honeycutt of Jonesboro celebrates. Kara Doss from Wynn. Acacia Mallory, Sweet 16 in Harrisburg. Happy birthday. Shonda's Carruth of Jonesboro celebrates. Lily Betts of Harrisburg's turning 15 today. And Don Crazy Horse Massey of Paragould is turning 52. Happy birthday from your wife, Heather. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Rowan Blanchard is 18. That's Riley Matthews on the Disney Channel's Girl Meets World. Jared Goff is 25. That's quarterback for the LA Rams. Stacey Keibler is 40, former WWE superstar.
She was also on Dancing with the Stars.
She was. Did she win it?
No, she was like the runner-up
really
to
close.
Jerry Rice.
That's right.
Something like that.
Usher is 41 today.
Oh, yeah. Peace up, A-Town Dad. Didn't Usher find Justin Bieber?
I think so.
Like he discovered him. There were a bunch of good Usher hits. I bet you were a big fan, right?
I was. Seen him in concert.
Did you? That's pretty cool. How about this one? Uh-oh. That's bad.
Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in the song, then maybe you
got it, you got it.
Usher, 41 today. All right, this one, dude. Alright, so Usher is 41 today.
Lori Petty is 56. That's Lolly Whitehill on Orange is the New Black. Ralph Lauren is 80. And Natalie Maines is 45.
From?
The Dixie Chicks.
Wide open spaces. Room to make a big mistake. She means new faces.
They're actually going back on tour in 2020. New album coming from the Dixie Chicks.
What's all this talk about? Love.
I think I'll always like their music. About this one.
I said, cowboy, take me away.
The Dixie Chicks.
Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Set
remains of the Dixie Chicks. 45 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, tragedy struck over the weekend for Kane Brown's band as the drummer for the band, Kenny Dixon, passed away in an auto accident. Let's read more about Kenny. He actually has a 3-year-old child and was set to marry his fiancée and the mother of his child in November. So, really sad. Kane Brown took to his Instagram to pay tribute to Kenny with a photo of Kenny playing the drums and Kane in front of him on the stage. He said, "I love you so much, dude. You started all this with me from the start in 2015 when nobody else believed we would get out of Chattanooga playing for 500 people. And your last show was in a stadium, my guy. I know you'll be watching over us with that redneck accent. And with all that love," he says, "you'll never be replaced. I promise you that."
Gosh.
A really touching tribute. If you want to check it out, you can see it this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Congratulations to Trace Adkins. He married actress Victoria Pratt over the weekend, and it was officiated by the one and only Blake Shelton.
All right.
Right. So Trace wore a suit coat, black jeans, cowboy boots, and of course, a major big hat. The wedding was held at a museum in New Orleans. There's tons of pictures of the ceremony, the decorations that were posted. You can check them all out. We have them up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
So once again, if you just now turn on the radio, Blake Shelton married Trace Adkins over the weekend. It's a true story.
You have loved saying that all morning.
It's a true story. Uh-huh. He did.
It is a true story.
100%. So Luke Combs' fiancée is fighting back. I guess people on social media were questioning her because Luke Combs, bigger dude.
Yeah.
And his fiancée is not. And she decided to fight back. She posted a picture of these hands, right? And it's these hands that are clenched up in fists. And she says, "to everyone currently being less than pleasant to me on Twitter for dating a bigger guy. Like, here are these fists come at me." She goes on to say, "also grow up, it's 2019. The double standard for this is absolutely disgusting." Now, the cool thing about Nicole is that she's been with Luke Combs since before he made it. Like, he wasn't a big country star when she started dating him. It wasn't like, "oh, I'm going to date him now because he's famous and he's rich and all that." She was there from the very beginning, and she's standing by her man at this point. If you want to check out her post, you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Lady Antebellum has a new song out. It's called Boots, and here's what it sounds like.
Yeah, these boots, they were walking out on you. They ain't got no more running left to do. Oh, here I am. Oh, well, young men, these boots, they were
They have an album coming out November 8th called Ocean. That song will be on there. Listen to the full song. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
No good vibes for the Dallas Cowboys over the weekend. What the heck? Bad weekend for the Cardinals. I'm just telling you. I think the Titans weren't doing so great this weekend.
Yeah, it was a weird sport weekend.
You kind of pick your team around here, and you know we probably didn't have a whole lot of success. I did see a lot of people went out and did fun Halloween-like stuff, either decorations or haunted houses, or like my son got to go to Pumpkin Hollow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to Pumpkin Hollow because I had to work.
Oh.
I don't get to, you know, just take off and do whatever I want.
Right.
Like some other people. But for me, he got to go to Pumpkin Hollow. I got to see all the pictures. And man, there were a lot of people who evidently went up there this weekend.
Yeah,
which is
of
pretty
people.
Cool. Mm-hmm. He did all kinds of stuff. Of course, you know, there's the pumpkin stuff that you do.
I think we may do that this weekend.
But like, he got to ride a horse. I got a picture of him on a horse, and he got to do these like little pellet guns. Mm-hmm. He ziplined.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even realize you could zipline.
You're jealous now.
Yeah. Because it wasn't just hanging there. Like, I guess they put a harness on him now.
Oh.
Like, I could do it with a harness.
Right.
Because what if my arms got tired and I had to let go? And I was going like 20 miles per hour.
They probably don't have one of those nets, though. It's not like they don't have a net all the way down the zip line.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so you'd probably be out of luck.
Yeah. But anyway, I think there's a harness. Like, he's all brave with all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Riding horses and and corn mazes and all this stuff.
That's good because it's opposite of when you were growing up, right?
100%.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what made him nervous. And like he was terrified of it. And it's so silly to me. We're driving around and because like sometimes on Sundays we just like to see, hey, what houses are for sale, what land's for sale. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like just something that we do as a group, right? Get some little snacks and we just kind of go driving around. Well, he had to go pee. Mm-hmm. So he was hoping that houses were going to be open in this new little subdivision and he could just pee in a house.
Oh.
Well, there were no houses open. And he didn't want to just pee on the side of a house because there are people outside. It's Sunday afternoon. So we're like, Kai, there's a porta potty right there. Dad, no, I can't do it. I'm like, Kai, do you really have to go? I got to go really bad, Dad. It hurts. I got to go. We'll go in the porta potty. I can't go in there.
Why?
Because he thinks they're disgusting and gross.
Well.
So finally it hits to the point where you don't have a choice. And imagine this. It's like you're at Memphis in May. You got to pee. But you have the choice. You either pee in your pants.
Or you go into the muddy, wet, disgusting, hot fly porta potty. Oh, I'm with Kai.
You are?
Yes, 100%.
You would rather zip line.
And yeah.
Than have to walk in.
Yes.
You would rather skydive.
Yes. Than have to walk into a porta potty.
You would rather eat spiders.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, so we finally got him to go in there because he had to go.
Yeah.
And he's like, Dad, just keep your hand in here. Like, so I had to keep my hand in the door so he knew I wasn't going to leave him. Because I guess he's seen either people push over porta potties or people just leave people behind and you walk out
right.
And nobody's there.
And they're
there.
Locked and they fall over.
I don't know if he's been seen that, but like we've never done that to him. But maybe something on YouTube that he's seen or something
maybe.
Like that. Maybe. And then he was concerned. I'll tell you the big concern. Dad. My pee might be mixing with girls' pee.
Oh, that was the big thing, that it was going to mix.
We're like, Kai, they don't flush, buddy. That's just what you have to do.
Right.
So, anyway, he's brave, man. He'll do all kinds of stuff. He'll get on his dirt bike and he'll jump stuff.
Right.
He'll go down and do zip lines. But he won't go in a porta potty because that's way too much.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's the reason David's getting married next year. He doesn't want to be a one-man band. It's Old Dominion on K-Fine. What?
Nothing.
You know, David got to go do some, what?
I just think it's funny when he's not here to defend himself. It's fun.
I'm just saying he doesn't want to be a one-man band.
Yeah, true.
Tired of playing, you know.
Yeah.
So you go out and you find somebody. And he went out and planned his wedding over the weekend. He did a lot of stuff, I think, in Little Rock.
We're going to get to talk to him later, aren't we?
Yeah, because I still haven't even been invited to his wedding.
Yeah, no, me either.
My wife legitimately, and this will bother him, I'll tell you for sure. He doesn't plan on me and Kelly having any big part in his wedding. He won't say it outright, but basically everybody who knows they're in it is in it, and they know.
Really? Right? Yeah.
Yeah. My wife said, are you going to be the best man? I said, Leslie, I don't even know if we're going to be invited.
Right. I know. We didn't even get a save the date thing.
No. She was like, are you being serious?
Mean?
You're not going to be the best man. I'm like, he considers me like just somebody at work.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All the advice and therapy we've given him.
Oh my gosh. I've guided him every step of the way.
All the money we've let him borrow.
Since he's graduated high school, I've been right there for him. Legitimately. I've helped him become a man.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you have.
When he needs work advice, who's there to give him work advice?
Brandon.
Who's there to help get him more money?
Brandon.
All that stuff. Golly, I'm not even invited to the freaking wedding. It's dumb, right?
We should talk to him about that today.
So we were watching TV last night. And you know how sometimes, I don't know, I've been with my wife forever. Like, I should feel comfortable if I just need to cry.
Right.
But I cried last night, and I was embarrassed by it.
What did you cry over? Was it Disney?
No, it wasn't Disney.
Okay, well, typically it's a Disney show.
No, it's not.
Or Full House.
Or the WWE Hall of Fame or something like that. No, we got back. We're in season either 8 or 9. I think it's 8 or maybe the last part of 7 of The Office. And it's time for a big goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, I won't spoil it because I don't want to give spoilers to this from back in 2011.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, if you're still going through it, like this is my second time through the show, right?
Yeah.
So like I know what happens, But the whole deal on one of the characters telling everybody he's leaving the next day, but he's really leaving at 4 o'clock that afternoon, but he doesn't want to deal with it.
Yes.
Why did it make me emotional again?
Because it's Michael's. Well, it's because it's him.
There's a spoiler. Why did you spoil
it? It's 2011, Brandon.
But why did you? For people who are just now into it.
But people have read that he leaves the show even before.
No, if they've avoided the spoilers, they haven't.
For that many years.
Well, that's good. I don't know the end of a lot of movies.
Because you don't watch them.
But I was sitting there last night, and I knew it. When I realized it was that episode, I kind of got sad. And then I started, each goodbye, I got progressively more sad.
Did she see you get kind of like that?
I was hiding.
You're, holding a pillow or something?
I started sniffing like I had allergy problems. Why am I not comfortable like that?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It doesn't bother me to cry. In front of anyone.
Does your husband cry in front of you?
Yeah.
When?
When
over
it has
movies?
No, when it has something to do with our kids. Or yeah.
Right.
Or if we're talking about how much they're growing up so quick or something like that.
Right. But probably not over a goodbye on a television show.
No.
Especially when you've seen it before.
Right.
But it's like I was watching their eyes, and I think it was real.
It is real. They talk about that.
Oh, they do?
I've seen the episode. Yeah. They have, I guess, behind the scenes on different episodes, and you can go and watch, and it was all real. They were all sad.
I'm not going to cry this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm tough today. But, man, it was rough last night.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly has a dilemma this morning. And, y'all, we got to get to the bottom of this.
So this has never happened to me before, ever. And I still don't know who did this, who the culprit was.
So we got to figure it
out. Yes. So I'm in Walmart, and I am getting several items, and made vegetable beef stew over the weekend. So I had a ton of stuff in my cart, had a bunch of teenagers over, so tons of food in my cart, okay? You know when you go up to the checker and you're like, you know that they're looking at you and you almost feel sorry for them because they're like, oh my gosh, here comes this guy with all this stuff in their cart.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Right?
I almost apologize.
Yeah, so that was me, and there was tons of people there. So there's lots of people behind me and in front of me. It's just one of those lines where you're almost sweating and you're like, you have time to look at a magazine.
Yeah,
right?
I got you, yeah.
So I'm putting all my stuff on the conveyor belt, and I realize that there's something in my basket that I did not put in there myself.
Oh. Did you have the kids with you?
No. I was in the store by myself.
Well, how did something get in your basket?
I don't know. That's what we're going to be asking.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, I know. So I look.
Did you bump something?
No. That's what I thought at first until I started not finding one of these items, not two of these items, not three of these items, but through my cart, I ended up finding 7 items I did not put in my cart.
How did 7 things get in there and you never saw them?
I don't know.
Because you had to stack stuff around it.
Correct. I would like to shake the hand of the person that did this, because without me seeing this, this person, child, adult, teenager, I don't know, ninja, put 7 boxes of birth control into my cart.
What do you mean birth control? I thought you had to get that at the pharmacy.
It's a type of birth control. A box.
Oh.
And the box had several of them in it. And there were 7 boxes that I had to take out of my cart in front of all of these people and put on the side, by the gum.
Well, busy lady up in here.
Right. So here I am with all my vegetable stew stuff and my 7 boxes. Seven. So 7. It's funny.
A box?
I didn't take the time to look at the box
and study it.
Right. Price check.
This lady over here has 7 boxes of these.
But here's the deal. Someone did it without me seeing it, so I must
have
walked.
Were they tossing them?
I don't know. But if someone got it on video or they were hiding somewhere as I was finding these boxes in my cart, it's probably pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I at least want to shake your hand.
I can tell you for sure, because I noticed it the other day when I was in the same type of store, that there are cameras everywhere. So I was actually checking out, and somebody told me, hey, look above you, because there's somebody who listens to our show. And I looked up, and there was a camera right above me. And they said, look over this way. I could see me looking up at the camera on a television screen that I did not see when I entered the line. But so the people at the front of the store can see what's happening over here based on the TV screen and looking above you.
Somebody had to have seen it happen.
They're probably laughing.
Well, I kind of want to shake their hand. It's actually pretty funny.
But how did it happen?
I don't know. They were a ninja.
I mean, were they tossing him as you went around like Bozo in the grand prize game?
I have no idea. She's not looking. Go, go,
bam,
go.
Bam, bam.
Like, was there a whole group of kids that were messing with me the whole time?
But how did you not know if there's seven boxes in there?
I really get into my shopping. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if they're laying there and
it's not
something
you... No, they were underneath stuff. It's like it had been happening
the
whole time.
You had to put stuff on top of them.
Listen, I'm not that observant, and that's just
what
happened.
Well, that's awful.
Well, that's what happens.
That is crazy.
So if it was you, please reveal yourself.
No, that's awesome. That's a great trick. If you have any more, please let me know.
Oh, man.
I want to be like that guy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, but not together. Of course, they were married. They broke up. She started dating Caitlin Carter, and now evidently she's moved on and is dating a pop singer, Cody Simpson, right? So he's confirmed this over the weekend. He says, and I quote, "I'm very happy. We're very, very happy. We get along so well. We just have a ball. And that's the most important part of a relationship, you know." So Miley has called Cody Simpson on her social media her, quote, boo thing.
You know it's serious.
When somebody's your boo thing, that is a sign of a very intense relationship. Now, Liam Hemsworth, though, has he moved on? The answer is yes. He's been dating an actress, Madison Brown. She's known as for playing Kirby on the newer Dynasty, the TV show. On a couple different TV shows over the years, but Madison Brown is the new love interest of Liam Hemsworth.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber. So in the middle of the night, Justin went on this Instagram posting spree. He uploaded all of these pictures of his house, and he says, "Whoever wants to buy my home, reach out."
Gosh.
So in case anyone thought he was kidding, he did share a series of photos, like his wine cellar has a swing in it, a foosball table, a basketball arcade game. Naturally, people had all these opinions on what they should say to him as he is posting all of this stuff. Of course, we get, this is what happens when Haley isn't home.
Right.
So I guess he was bored and just, you know, deciding to sell his house.
I think I'm just going to sell the house.
Right. Somebody said, get a realtor. Somebody said, well, I'll give you a dollar. Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff going on there. But if you want a glimpse into the Bieber home, we have the post up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Julianne Hough, and sad news for her. Yeah. I will give Julianne Hough credit. The reason I have Cavalier King Charles Spaniels is because I saw her photo shoots back in the day with these dogs, and I thought they were adorable. Mm-hmm. So I just went out and, you know, we had to have them too.
Right.
Well, we have two. She had two. And again, the key word is had. Julianne Hough's dogs, both Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, died on the same day.
What happened?
One was 11, one was 8, but they both just died.
Man.
Very wild circumstances. She has a really emotional post on her social media basically thanking the dogs for being loyal and their love and their devotion. If you're an animal lover, if you're a dog lover like we are, you might want to check it out. It might make you want to go home and hug your four-legged friends a little bit harder today. Anyways, Julianne Hough on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back David the Barrel Boy.
Good morning, y'all.
Hi, David.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm good.
You tired of being a one-man band?
I'm not a one-man band. I'm getting married.
Well, I know that, but you're still...
Right now, he's still a one-man band.
You're not acting as if you're married already, are you?
Well, I mean, kind of. What's that supposed to mean?
No, you do have a glow about you today.
You tell me what that means.
You're the one who brought that up. I don't know what that means.
No, I want to know what you think it means.
A one-man band?
Yeah.
I think it means that you don't want to be alone.
So are you already acting out marriage and married life?
I mean, I guess kind of. We've been together for like 5 years, so I mean, it's almost like we're married anyway.
It's all out the window then.
Not what I'm saying.
You're
putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm just clarifying what you're saying to everybody.
I'm not clarifying anything.
Are you acting as if you're a married couple already before marriage?
David is very twitchy right now.
In what way are you talking about?
I'm not asking specifics.
Like in your marriage, like you're arguing, you're fighting.
Yes,
you're,
are you doing that?
We're not at that stage quite yet. No. Give us another 6 months.
Okay, so you guys are getting married. What's the date?
June 20th of 2020.
Put that in my phone since I never got the invitation.
We haven't sent out invitations. 20,
20. Oh, you haven't?
No, we haven't done that yet.
Well, what do you think? You can do it last minute? People are just going to be there?
Well, I mean, we'll send them out soon.
What about the save the dates? I need to be able to save the date. Right. I've got all kinds of stuff going on.
We're not sending those out.
What about the gender reveal?
Gender reveal?
Have y'all done that yet?
What are you getting at? That's not a wedding thing.
I can't believe you said
gender reveal.
Not happening yet.
Just kidding.
Stop starting rumors.
No, I'm not starting them.
That's what you're doing by saying a gender reveal.
So my wife really did say to me over the weekend, swear, right hand, right now in front of you.
Okay.
She said to me, are you going to be the best man in David's wedding?
He laughed.
Why'd you look so sad?
Look at him. He's about to cry. You're tearing up.
Because she thought that I would be. I said, Leslie, I don't even know if we're going to be invited to David's wedding.
I'll invite y'all to the wedding. But you have to be on your best behavior.
I'll be on my best.
Can me and Brandon be the cake cutters?
Ooh.
We can cut the pieces of cake.
When I was a little kid, I got to go up and light the candles at a wedding.
We should light the candles.
I was a candle lighter.
You
My brother got to carry the ring. My sister got to throw out rose petals.
See? Okay, here's what we can do. You can either be the ring bearer or the flower girl, whichever you prefer.
I want to be the... Ooh, that's...
Well, you have more to be the flower girl.
Yeah, but I kind of want to do that because you have more to do.
You have a big responsibility. You have to throw petals and, you know, you have to make it look fun and funny.
Brandon would throw the petals on people.
Well, that would be awesome.
Sprinkle them on top of somebody's head.
How did your wedding planning go?
Oh, this past weekend? It was solid.
Was Jennifer Lopez there?
Jennifer Lopez was not.
As the wedding planner?
Did you hire somebody who looks like Jennifer Lopez?
No, we don't have a wedding planner.
That's what I would do.
He would have fallen in love with Jennifer Lopez, just like the movie.
Oh, I know. And then it'd be over.
That sounds horrible. No, on Saturday.
Why is it horrible?
Rachel,
you don't find her attractive?
Rachel and her mom went to the florist appointment. And then on.
I thought you had to go.
Well, here's what happened. I get down there, and Rachel's like, you don't have to go. She told me like 4 times. You don't have to go. And then her mom even kind of hinted, like, it's okay, David. Don't worry about it. You don't have
to go. They didn't want you there.
No. And that's what I kept thinking.
This was a mother-daughter thing, and you're again, just like on their spring break, just showing up.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I decided just to hang out with Rachel's dad, and I sat in my underwear and watched College Game Day. I mean, it was great for me.
Wait.
You sat in your underwear with Rachel's dad?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? We're bonding.
I have never sat with my father-in-law in our underwear.
I have never sat with my mother-in-law in my underwear.
Was he in his underwear?
No, he had clothes on. He had, like, pajamas on.
Did you just see him?
Wait a minute.
He just looked back into his head
so
like this.
I had to think.
He's dressed, and you're pasty white in your underwear.
Well, I had to.
This is so embarrassing.
I wore a t-shirt, but I just wore underwear. What's the problem with that?
Do you wear baggy underwear? Or do you wear, like... Hanes.
It was just underwear.
His underoos.
What kind of underwear?
Why do you want to go in depth with my underwear?
I just want to know, like, how
ridiculous
is this?
Are they the ones that had the Dragon Ball Z on them?
No. It's like boxers.
Okay. But, like, if you were to, like, pull your leg up onto the couch. Is that the wrong visual?
That would have been a very interesting Saturday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're kicking off a work week, right?
Yes.
So imagine if we only had to work 4 days this week.
Oh, I'd love it.
3 days off.
Be great.
So it's happening more and more now than ever before. About a third of companies are allowing people to choose between a 40-hour work week, whichever way you want to do it. It could be either the standard 5 8-hour days, or it could be 4 10-hour days.
Ooh.
And then 3 days off.
I think that I would choose the 4 day.
I think I would too.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, why wouldn't you?
I work 12-hour days already.
Right.
Every day.
Based on these stats, I'm going to go to our boss and explain to them that we're going to have to take an extra day off.
I think you should.
There is no more Monday for us.
Okay.
But then Tuesday becomes our Monday. And
yeah.
But essentially, if you had to pick one, would you go with the 4 10-hour days?
100%.
I think so, too. Why would you not do that?
I don't know.
Surely there's people out there who have a reason but I can't figure it out.
I'm sure there would be.
Let's get it up on social media. We'll talk about that on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. KFIN. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's sad news for the band of Kane Brown because the drummer from the band, Kenny Dixon, passed away this past weekend in an auto accident. Mm. To make it even worse, he is the father of a three-year-old, and he was due to get married at the end of November.
Gosh.
So, just a really sad deal. Kane Brown took to his social media to post a tribute, and the neat thing about this is it's a photo of Kane on stage, big sold-out crowd behind him. Kane's looking back at Kenny as he's drumming, and Kane says, and I quote, "Love you so much, dude. You started all of this with me from the start in 2015 when nobody else believed we would make it out of Chattanooga playing for 500 people. And your last show was in an effing stadium, my guy. I know you'll be watching over us with that redneck accent that we all love, and you will never be replaced. I promise you that." I mean, just really a touching tribute from Kane Brown, and you can check it out today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Congratulations to Trace Adkins. He married actress Victoria Pratt over the weekend, and it was officiated by Blake Shelton. I love that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Trace wore a suit coat, black jeans, cowboy boots, and of course a big hat. The wedding was held at a museum in New Orleans. There's a lot of pictures of the ceremony and decorations were posted. You can check them out. We have them up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And once again, the headline, if you're looking for it, says Blake Shelton marries Trace Adkins in New Orleans.
You love that so much.
Luke Combs' fiance is standing up against people who have bullied her husband or her future husband on social media. She's talking about the body shamers, who I guess there were all kinds of tweets about her being a smaller person dating a bigger dude. And she basically says she doesn't see it. She says, to everyone who's currently being less than pleasant to me on Twitter for dating a bigger guy. And it's a photo of two fists basically saying, come get these hands.
Good for
like
her.
She's ready to punch him. She goes on to say later on, also grow up. It's 2019. The double standard for this is absolutely disgusting. Now, Nicole has been with Luke Combs since about 2016, way before he was super famous, way before he was super rich. If you haven't seen Nicole and you want to see them as a couple, you can do that right now on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Lady Antebellum has a new song out. It's called Boots. Here's what it sounds like.
Yeah, these boots, they were walking out on.
Coming out November 8th called Ocean. You can listen to the full song. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you'll be able to go back and listen to David, who details going to Little Rock to shop and plan his wedding, where he wasn't invited to plan the wedding, and where he decided to sit with his father-in-law in their underwear and watch TV together.
Yeah, that's just, maybe that's a new thing people are doing.
I've never done that.
Me either.
Hey, what's up? Let's just take our pants off.
And watch TV.
And get comfortable together. Right?
Some bonding right there.
I'm not really sure on that. Hey, we celebrate National Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Yeah.
We talk about my son's biggest fear. And it wasn't all this crazy, these crazy activities he did over the weekend. It was something very simple. But when you think about it, maybe he had the right to be scared. We try to figure out who was pranking Kelly in a store over the weekend.
Still don't know.
Because somebody was throwing products into her buggy that were very embarrassing when it was time to check out.
Birth control products.
Yeah, no pills though.
Nope.
As you said, different method.
Yes.
So all that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at KFIN.com. And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Monday Night Football. The Green Bay Packers host the Detroit Lions. Dancing with the Stars. This week is Disney Night. The Voice blind auditions wrap up tonight, and we're moving to the battle rounds. Season finale of The Terror, season finale of Lodge 49, and tonight's schedule also includes All American, 911, All Rise, Prodigal Son, Black Lightning, Bluff City Law, Bull, and The Good Doctor.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.